This last week's Parsha told us, the Torah tells us the Maisa about Yaakov and Esav getting the brachas, and it's a story that needs a lot of beer. What was Yitzchak thinking? Why did he not want to give the brachas to Yaakov? Why did Rivka Imenu yes want to give it to Yaakov? What exactly was the machlekes and what was going on? So as a Duduka Hezber from the Beis Halevi, beautiful chat that he says that the reason why Yitzchak did not want to give the brachas to Yaakov is because the brachas we're talking about are gashmis tikka brachas, and Yaakov's tachlis in this world is not to be Isaac and gashmis, but to be Isaac and ruchnias, to be mekadeshim shemayim, to be marbakavet shemayim, to be Isaac and tayim mitzvahs. And Yitzchak felt that if he gets the brachas hagashmis, that will take him away from his mission. There'll be a v'yishman yishurin v'yivat that could he'll be nimshach achar hagashmis and will take away from his purpose. So Bedavka felt that these brachas, Kashmir, should go to Esav and not go to Yaakov. That was his kavana. So what did Rivka hold? What was her svar to give it to Yaakov? So he explains it basically that Rivka agreed with Yitzchak that Yaakov should not get the brachas on Gashmias because that will take him away from his mission and his purpose. It could cause him to be chayta and should go to Esav and not to Yaakov. But Afal Pichen, she felt that we should give the brachas to Yaakov. Not that Yaakov should keep it, but it should go to Yaakov, and then Esav should take it away from him. So there's never an intention that the brachas should go to Yaakov Avinu, because we talk of fine, you look through most of history, the brachas of Gashmi seem to be in the hands of Esav, not the hands of Yaakov. So even when Yaakov got it, the kavanah was that Yaakov should have it, Be'etzim, it should be his, but then Esav should take it away from him. So what's the pshat? Why give it to Yaakov and have Esav take it away? Why don't you just give it straight to Esav? So the Besalev is masbe like this, that if you give the brachas to Yaakov Avinu, and Batsim, he's the Bailam over the brachas, and then Esav comes and he takes it away from him, he steals it and takes the Hanas Olam Hazeh, so then that means that Yaakov will get a kapar for his averis. Every time that Gayim use Olam Hazeh for their purpose, and they don't give it to us, and we can't be nana from it, that's a kapar for us, because what belongs to us is being taken away from us, and that's a piran in our verse, that's a piran a kapar in our verse, it's a piran chayv, we're paying up the shtar chayv, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all the averis that we have done. Mashengen, if the brachas would have be'etzim gone to Esav directly, then when Esav would use Olam Hazeh, we wouldn't gain anything out of it, we would not get that kapara. And for that reason, Rivka felt Esav is going to get it either way. Either way, it's going to be his. So it's better to give it to Yaakov than he's the Bailam, and then Esav will take it away, as opposed to going directly to Esav, because that way, every time Esav uses Olam Hazeh, we get a kapara that what belongs to us is being taken away from us. And that was the chachma behind Rivka Imenu's Eitzah. And that's not what happened. The brachas went to Yaakov. We own the gashmis of Olam Hazeh. We do own the gashmis. Esav takes it away, and every time they use it, that's mechaper na'averis. That is a piran of our chayv that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that verse. So we did. But then the Beis Levi is bothered with the Kashi. It seems to be bothered at the end of the day. If we're not really to be nana from Olam Hazeh, that everyone is masking both Yitzchak and Rivka, we shouldn't be getting hana from Olam Hazeh. And that's why it went to us, and then Esav took it away. But if you're telling me that by Esav using it, we get a Peron Chayiv, our Averis and Niskaper through that, so we are getting a Hana. We're getting a Hana from Olam Hazeh. Hana is that our Averis and Niskaper through Olam Hazeh. And if the Pshat is, everyone's masking, we can't get Hana from Olam Hazeh, then you're back to square one. How could we even get that Hana? The Peron Chayiv from Olam Hazeh, L'chara, we're not allowed to get any Hana B'chlaf from Olam Hazeh. So on that, the Beis Levi shells to our Mishnah over here in the Dar, Medaf Lam and Gimel, that Lafi the Mishnah, it's Miyoshev. Because the Mishnah says that Amara Nami Chavera, if you're Mudah Hana from your friend, Shekel or Shekel, Pere as Chayva. So if I'm not allowed to get, you're not allowed to get Hana from me, but Afal Pichin, I'm allowed to pay up your Chayv, Pere as Chayva. I could pay your Chayv that you owe someone else. Why? Because the Gemara explains, I'm not considered a Hana. I'm not giving anything to you. I'm just paying up your Chayv. You're not considered being Nana for me. So being Pere as Chayva is not considered a Hana when someone is Asir Bahana. She says, well, then over here, even though Klai Sol or Kiviyachal Asir Bahana from Elam Hazeh, we can't get Hana from Elam Hazeh, but the fact that we use Elam Hazeh to pay up our Chayv, that's not considered a Hana. That's a Pere as Chayva. And therefore, Rivka Imenu's tactic would work, that by us owning Elam Hazeh and Esav using it, it's considered a Pere as Chayv, and that will be Mechaper on our Averis. That's the Mahalach he wants to say based on our Mishnah. And just to be mired, that Lachar, it's a nice Mahalach, but then it's Talian Machalach is Tanayim. That's good according to Chanan, as the Gemara says, Udivei Chanan, but the Ufi, those who argue in him, the Bnei Chanan Gedalim, they hold that it is considered a Hana, and you're not allowed to be Pere Eschaibai, so Lafi the other Tanayim, then this whole Shtikal Tar is not going to work out. And even though the Gemara says over here, Afilu Taim Adivri Hakol, that's only if you're making a kimto where he's Yavle Amanashal Ephraim, which obviously is not going to work over here. So at the end of the day, the Beis Levi's pshat, Lachar is telling this Machlekes Tanaim, does not work out L'chuli Alma. Now, Luli Advar, I would think that you could say Alpi Darkai, but you could add one knech that it could work out L'chuli Alma. You could say you don't need to command our whole mission over your Peres Chayve to be Masbir why we're allowed to use Eilam Hazeh as a Peran Chayv. you could say in the way that taka would work out l'chuliyama, because we're not talking about an isra hana. It's not the pshat that we have an isra hana to be nana from ma'ilam ha'aza from gashmis. It's no isra hana. It's just that Yitzchak and Rivka didn't want us to have it, because then we'll be nimshach achar gashmis. So that's if you're being nana b'pail, if you're directly enjoying ma'ilam ha'aza, then you have that sakana. But if we're not really using it, Esav is using it, we're not involved in the actual ma'ilam ha'aza. We're just saying what they use will be chal, will be considered a peran chayv, so there's no sakana that we're going to be nimshach achar ilam hazeh, because we're not using a bepile and just counting as points towards the chayv or kadosh baruch. And in that case, l'chayv could be nana, and that actually would work out l'chuli amo, both according to Chanan and those are chalik on him, lule the divrei beis halevi. But the way he learns, you talk after command to this then the peras chayv, and that l'chayv would be tali on this machlokes tanan.